BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? When J.J. Barea get a player do we go up to number four? A serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, and Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am great on the piano. No, I'm just see, I can't start anybody else until they chant my name. Joining me today in the studio is B3 Exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where we make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO-GO. CSB.com.
And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
There you go. And join me, us in the studio, of course, is Mr. 315.
The styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a gun. Woo! The nature boy.
There you go. I was waiting for him to do that.
Nice.
Very good, man.
That was really good. You sound like nature. I thought I was listening to Ric Flair for a second.
That's what I'm thinking.
Some of the best promos of all time come from Ric Flair.
That's very true. And join us again for another show is Smoochy. What's up, buddy?
Go Suns.
Go Suns. All right, Smoochie is here again. We haven't asked him anything. Yeah, we'll just ignore this.
It's either go Phoenix or go Dallas.
He ain't said go Dallas once since game day.
He said it last segment.
I got to work on his enthusiasm.
I feel better talking about my Bears now. We talk about the Suns, who are probably the Bears of the NBA.
Oh.
Look. We got a
young, up and coming.
And we got like a corny name called the Timeline. I don't know what your corny name is yet.
The Bears.
See how they do me.
I didn't want to say it.
The Bears. I mean, come on.
Like, duh.
Duh. No, I'm kidding.
We were a Saturday Night Live skit for many years.
There you go. How much corny can you get?
Man.
George Went.
Those were good skits. Those were great skits.
That's cold.
That was cold. Sorry, I'm missing you, dude. All right. We got a great show. Before we get started, though, we had Smoochie on all last three segments, and we haven't talked about your show yet.
Oh, man. First and foremost, man, I want to thank the BSS family for letting me, my friend James, the Herb Nerve himself, be a part of the family, be a part of the network. Legion of Greatness will be here at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where your dreams do come true. Look at us. Our show, the Ballers Life Podcast, we'll start at 12 every Friday. Man, we got a lot of great content, man, especially for you sneakerheads out there. Shoot, man, we talk about stuff that's going on in sports.
I need to come on the show, man.
Yeah, look, especially if you're a sneakerhead, man.
Say Bobby, some room for your boy, Mr. 315.
Everybody here, man, is one big family. I just want to thank you guys for definitely accepting us with open arms, man.
Foams,
everything, man. Yeah. If it wasn't for the BSS Carolinas, man, definitely bringing us in, helping us. We wouldn't be at the platform where we're at. So we try to show the love.
Yeah, you should have saw the shoes last week.
You see all the shows that's coming out of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
They had all
Get in here, man.
Oh, for real? Yeah.
Get in here.
Yeah, man.
My man Chauncey just joined the room. He's a Buccaneer fan. We won't hold that against him, but he's got a podcast he's doing right now. He's working on another show that is going to be coming your guys' way. Y'all got to get in here, man.
You got to get winning.
Got some what?
Winning.
Winning. When
was the last time the Buccaneers won?
1992. It's been a while.
We won 9 of them things.
Y'all won 9 last year?
Yes, sir.
You won 9?
Yeah, 97.
Y'all make the playoffs. It don't matter.
Well, you know, there's some gimmies. You know, they give you wins.
We beat Seattle.
We show gave
you beat
one.
Seattle?
We show gave them one on Monday night. Derek Anderson throws from the 1 yard line. Intercepted.
That was wonderful. I was at that game.
That was in the stands. Was awful.
I was sandwiched by Panther fans.
Oh, the Monday night game.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Where Roberto Aguayo forgot his job.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he forgot.
Does he still have a job?
He's still there for now.
I'll get back with you in a couple weeks. Tentatively. Let us work it out. We'll get back to you on that.
But, yes, our man Chauncey's in the house today with us for this last segment. You know, he just wants to come in and feel the presence of greatness.
Well, I was drawn to you today.
Well,
for this,
a lot of women are.
This monstrosity that you have.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Bruh, like,
hey,
don't do that,
man.
There's another one.
Don't
well,
do
you
that.
Know they come and grow.
Yeah, man.
You know, like, you rarely find one of them.
Oh, wait, wait. Before we even get this started, who's your team?
Tampa. The Bucks.
Tampa Bay.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, respect it. Like, he wanted to say something, but he had to respect it.
All right.
We love the young quarterback down there in Tampa.
Y'all know I do.
You're not stealing crab legs. You're doing football.
Hey.
You see, I was going to say I love crab legs. So, yeah.
That's fine because when it pops, everybody's coming to the crib.
Yep.
Crab boil at the house.
And the public's crab legs are delicious. I would have stole them, too.
The butter is better. Make sure you go back and get the butter. Don't forget the butter ever.
We're going to make it happen. Everybody come to the crib. We're going to have a crab dinner potluck.
Is that going to be the Super Bowl?
We can have crab legs.
Is that what we're doing? All right, you heard it. Everybody, let's go to Chauncey's for Super Bowl this year, man.
Tampa's in it. He's definitely going to have
it. Tampa ain't going to be in it, but it'll be all right. Yeah. Dallas will be in it.
Funny thing, I told my wife, I was just like, look, if we ever make it to Super Bowl again, like, I'm going. Like, mortgage in the house, like, taking out credit cards, whatever the case, like, I'm in there.
Well, good luck in Minnesota in February this year.
I am going to tell you.
It's a dome, though.
But outside to the dome is snow.
A couple years ago, B3 knows this from experience. A couple years ago, I went to the Super Bowl, and Dallas made it to the divisional round and lost to freaking Green Bay in that bad call game.
Oh, you're talking about that game that y'all shouldn't have been in anyway?
I'm sorry, what?
Because it was defensive holding on the Lions?
It was no holding. Oh. It was fine.
Oh, because it wasn't
what
called.
What defensive holding?
You remember when the linebacker.
I don't remember that.
The offensive pass interference?
Yeah, there was offensive pass interference. No. Yeah, there's all
Detroit fans are still tight at me. I had a lot of friends from Detroit unfriend me because I was like, yo, that was offensive pass.
I don't know, man. Detroit.
Hey, there's
that was their best chance, though.
Yeah.
That was their best chance.
But, you know, because we would beat Seattle. I don't care what anybody says. We would beat Seattle. We had a better team that year. Dude, we beat them earlier in the season.
I didn't say anything.
I know, you're like,
I mean, y'all beat them in the regular season.
DeMarco Murray had the game of the year against them.
And that was the year where Romo did not choke.
Exactly.
The one time.
No, there's been other.
Love
the one time.
Not many, but others.
The one time.
There's been a couple other times.
A couple times.
But, yeah, anyway, you know, I'm glad you can make him crab legs himself. Yeah, so,
it's a gift that keeps on giving.
But I saw Jameis interviewing, I think, last week on NFL Network. They was at training camp.
I saw it, too.
The kid looks like he's in phenomenal shape.
Like the man has showed up.
He's ready to win and win big.
He is doing something that people in Carolina don't understand. A quarterback is working on his craft.
I was watching the little 2016 breakdown review or whatever, And when we were playing the Bears, and he was in the huddle with the offensive lineman, and everybody was leaving. He was like, "Oh, look at the Bears fan leaving."
Yeah, ha-ha. I saw it. I
was and then he was like, "Nah, focus on the game. Yeah, focus." Yeah. Like you can tell that he's like starting to turn the corner mentally. Now, if we can get an offensive line,
he's a hell of a leader. I mean,
yeah, like he has that instinctively.
Look what he did. The pep talk at Florida State last year against Ole Miss.
Yeah,
Thing is. Just cut down on them turnovers.
And we're going to need him this year against Alabama.
He still has those tendencies where he wants to force that football because of that cannon arm.
I got into this conversation with somebody the other day. Like, it's not his fault. Like, I'm always going to give him the out. And I say it's not his fault because no young second-year quarterback is asked to do as much as he is to.
With no running game,
no offensive line, and he's throwing it. I mean, he's the only quarterback in NFL history to throw for 4,000 yards two seasons out the gate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that coming from a redshirt sophomore.
And like, he only really had one wide receiver target last year.
Exactly. You know what I mean? He's out there throwing it.
I love Mike Evans. I might have to get him again this year if I can.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what Florida State quarterbacks do, baby. This is what Florida State
Chris Winkie? Chris Winkie?
Oh, God.
Chris Winkie?
Chris Winkie doesn't count.
Chris Winkie don't count? He won a Heisman Trophy at that school.
What? He was a grandfather in college.
It don't matter.
No, Chris Winkie should never count because he's 40.
It don't
matter. He was almost. He was like 5 years younger than his coach.
He won a national championship. He's like Rodney Dangerfield back in school.
That counted for them?
I mean, no. That doesn't count.
That counted for them? No. Right?
No. You know who my favorite Florida State quarterback is?
Charlie Ward?
Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin.
That's when
Florida State was struggling, huh?
Right.
In all seriousness, Charlie Ward's mine. Charlie Ward's all time.
Listen, y'all want to talk. Florida State was Adrian McPherson.
More than quarterbacks. I know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about McPherson. McPherson. That went to the Saints.
That's right.
But he was a hooper.
Who was my
guy who was found naked in the street talking about he was Jesus? Who was that guy?
That's a Florida State.
Joseph Randall?
No.
Julius Randle?
No, it was quarterback for Florida State. His dad was the coach.
I can't remember.
But he was like on some stuff.
He's on something.
They found him like naked on the highway saying that he was Jesus.
Yeah.
He's my second favorite Florida State quarterback. I need you to find his name.
I'm on one.
Yeah, you can't even, man.
Really? There's no coming back from that, man.
So what
you do yesterday, man?
He gotta work at Home Depot or something now, right? Like, he can't just be like a regular.
I was out on the street butt naked talking about some mom the second coming of Jesus.
Like, I can't wait for that 30 for 30. Like, that's still
PTSD. You need to file for, like, disability. I got PTSD from football or something. I need some help.
Just you see him randomly in the neighborhood just calling plays. Just out in the block.
Ooh, 88. Let me take clothes off.
Right.
That's bad, man.
But with that being said, I do like that quarterback now, though. The Francois.
And I like that running back, Cam Akers.
I don't like the beating he takes.
That's right.
But
Francois got killed.
Yeah, he did. They got to protect him.
I think it was that first game where he announced himself, man. It was a late season, late game situation. Stood in the pocket. The blitz was coming right at him. He took it right in the chin. Yep. Delivered the football. Because they needed this,
he took a heavy lick,
and that was the first of many.
Is that running back number nine, the big cat?
He's the one that's Dalvin Cook's backup last year. He's starting right now.
He's nice.
He's going to start Cam Akers, but I think Cam Akers will start by week three.
Nice. He's going to be producing them.
He's
going to
be our all time. Yeah. He's going to be the best running back ever come out of there when it's all said and done. Cam Akers.
The only reason why I'm a Buccaneer fan is because of Warrick Dunn.
I love Warrick.
That's just like.
He'll not warn down the third. It's Dalvin Cooks right now is the best running back ever.
As an NC State fan, this
I'm bored.
Is like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm bored. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, we talked on Monday. The greatest quarterback in college football history is Phillip Rivers and Roman Gabriel. Just saying.
Roman Gabriel?
Yes, 66.
Wow.
What?
Really?
Where is that guy?
Roman Gabriel went to NFL. Yeah. Dude. He was the original Heisman Trophy.
I'm talking about Phillip Rivers. That's what I'm talking about.
Phillip Rivers was the all-time NCAA passing leader when he
So was Timmy Chang. What does that mean?
Timmy Chang.
No. I know you're talking about the one from – they played for Jimmy Hawaii. Jones. Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh,
Timmy
yeah.
Chung?
Then the other guy after him, the one to the Redskins.
Brennan. Colt Brennan. Yeah, but Kingsbury at Texas Tech. Hey, we can go on.
But no offense, they didn't run the same offense those, that he ran
those
there.
College systems they run in.
And that's why I don't trust Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. Texas Tech.
Yeah.
I'm not, Casey Weldon.
Those split.
Casey Weldon. Florida State, baby. Yeah.
Those
is that Jesus?
Especially those June Jones. Everybody who came up under from under June Jones.
Like, I'm not.
These NFL coaches just need to continue dumbing down these playbooks for the talent that's coming in.
But I am curious about Mahomes. I am curious.
I don't believe I am curious about Mahomes.
No, not with the.
He'll be starting next year.
Who, Mahomes?
He'll probably be starting next year or two.
You have to make up an excuse.
Alex Smith stays another.
Neuterhorn?
Yeah.
Neuterhorn's done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mahomes is going to be the starter.
Mahomes
is going to
be starting.
Alex Smith better not get injured. He's going to get Kaepernicked again.
Yeah.
He's
going
to get Kaepernicked.
They're just waiting. They're waiting for the games.
But he wins games.
Boring. He does.
Yes, the regular season,
he does. Yes, he does.
I am not an Alex Smith fan.
Neuterhorn.
But. No, that's Chad Pennington.
No, Noodlearm.
Chad Pennington's the original Noodlearm. Yeah.
No, he's Chad Pennington. Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese.
But he just works for that offense. And so when they traded up to draft Mahomes, I was just like, why? Like, for what?
And he's a
team that was one play away from beating Pittsburgh and moving on to the playoffs.
But he's a gunslinger, too.
Let me tell you why.
And that's not what Andy Reid
wants. No. Right. No, but this kid is going to be – I think he's going to be really good.
Why?
I do.
Why?
Because he's got the intangibles. This kid can throw it like nothing else. Just watch him. I'm telling you.
Hey, did you
give him a year or two.
Did you hear the comparisons, though, when he was coming out of the draft?
Yeah.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
They called him Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Well, arm strength wise and taking chances.
No, but I think he's going to be back.
Not attitude wise.
If you can't read defenses, then.
That's the only question.
But he's in the perfect situation with Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's going to make him a good. Yep.
I could see him being like a McNabb.
Yeah, he's in a perfect situation offensively, but in that division.
And defensively.
He's going to have Von Miller, Shane Ray.
Shane Ray is out for a little bit.
They're going to be out there.
Marijuana is legal in Colorado. The weed is legal in that state, then they can't get in trouble for smoking it.
All right. Well, this has been fun with the Florida State reunion show.
It was just all things Tampa.
The Florida Tampa Bay area.
Yeah,
great. We live in North Carolina, right?
And so, I hate it.
Why you hate it?
At least I get to see my team play once a year in person, though. That's cool. Like, I get to go.
Panthers have the Bears this year, but it's in Soldier Field. Damn it.
Don't you want to go the cold-ass Chicago?
All
right, let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week. We'll talk some more football. We got the Bears NFC North team coming up.
The listeners like this conversation, though. They like it. Yeah, they like it.
I know. Well, good. Hey, share it. What's our Twitter handle? Everybody know?
At BSS Carolinas.
Okay.
Yeah. I retweet stuff all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I tweeted Steve A. Smith this week. I ain't got no response. Chicken. Bring me on the show. I'll talk to you.
I definitely put it on my timelines, man.
Here at BSS, we're not scared of anyone.
No,
Stephen A. Smith, LeVar big
ball.
We're not scared of anyone.
We're going to 4-on-4 against the ball.
We're not scared of anyone.
Be the
horse?
No, basketball.
Horse?
I'm thinking LeVar.
You gonna play make it take it horse?
No, I'm playing basketball. I'll beat LeVar in basketball.
Yeah, I posted it on Twitter when I was watching the finals. Kyrie Irving, would be like the greatest horse player ever.
Oh yeah,
like the shots that he made, step off the backboard, left hand.
Yeah,
like he's just ridiculous at the rim.
And Steph, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
if you watch the
OG offensive genius.
If you watch the McDonald commercials back in the 90s, I mean Larry Bird, man, you know, sitting in the stands making shots.
That was post back injury.
Yeah, Larry Bird making off.
And the thing with Kyrie, gets it from his godfather.
All right, well. Anybody got any Sunshine Players of the Week? I do.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You start.
All right. Justin Upton of the Tigers went 4-for-5 with 6 RBIs. Adrian Beltre joined the 3,000 hit club. Beltre and M's James Paxton share AL NL Players of the Week. Rays Evan Longoria hits for the second cycle in team history. Red Sox Christian Vasquez hits 2-out walk-off 3-run homer to beat the Tribe. Not Lorenzo Cain. Austin Jackson with the best catch of the year versus the Red Sox. I don't know if y'all saw it. He fell in the bullpen.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
That was dope.
And Cubs' John Lester hits first career homer.
What's the problem?
Max Scherzer hit a three-run homer and injured him his damn self.
That's crazy.
So maybe pitchers don't need to be hitting after all. We need to go to the DH.
I can't wait till tomorrow night to see Yu Darvish hit. I mean, that's going to be the funny part.
Right. He's never hit a day in his life.
Unless he gets injured, and then it's,
hey,
it's not so funny anymore.
I'd be cursing my team like that. All right, who else?
It was a story shared on my Facebook timeline that I shared back on the Breakdown Sports page. There was an evangelist, Stephen Furtick. Okay. This guy signs a deal to join up with Joel Osteen. We all know who Joel Osteen is. He has like 40,000 people in his congregation every week on TV.
Spitting them facts.
Dude signed a deal to join up with Joel Osteen. 6 years, $110 million. I'm preaching the word of God.
Whoa.
What? Yes.
Oh, that dude. Yes, I heard about this.
Yes.
Is that true?
Six years.
Yes. Whoa, wait.
$110 million. He ain't scoring no touchdowns. He ain't putting no balls in no hoops. He ain't kicking in no nets.
He's bringing God to your house.
Wait.
The Bible does that for free.
Wait. Time out.
And it's been doing it since I've been around. This dude getting $110 million for 6 years.
So, wait. And let me make sure I get this right. A preacher.
An evangelist.
Okay. An evangelist wrote on a dotted line to say, give me $110 million so I can read Bible verses.
And give your sermon every week. Absolutely. And do your stuff for the community, whatever you do.
I don't know. I'm doing the wrong thing.
Like, I was talking about trying to get my son maybe play some sport or maybe be a...
No, you need to be a...
He needs to be an evangelist. By the time he's coming up...
You don't remember Jim and Tammy Faye? I mean, Jim was making some money, too.
Billy Graham made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Where is this $110 million coming from?
The collection plates must be huge down there. That church.
Man, church is a top five hustle in America,
right?
Man.
Absolutely.
That's a whole other podcast right there.
And all you see around here, you hear news stories all the time. Preacher living $1 million home, driving $400,000 vehicles.
Yep.
Five women coming into that house there. These guys are hooping.
All types of mistresses. Hooping.
You big baller brand. Preachers, evangelists are a big baller brand for real.
That ain't nothing on your boy Neymar, though.
Neymar. Oh, yeah.
Neymar. Got that bread.
That Euro bread.
That's more of a Bob boy. Well, that's the transfer fee that Paris Saint-Germain had to pay to Barcelona to get Neymar off of their team. But that's all just washing drug money. Like the Brazilians and the Brazilians and South Americans have some drug money they need to wash. Here you go. 222 million euro transfer fee. Here you go.
Shout out to Beyonce. She might be like the first like female.
I hope so, man.
Yo, speaking of which, did you see that they putting WNBA players in live this year?
Yeah,
they need to.
I'm reading that now. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They need to.
Shout out to the women.
Yeah, right. It's about time.
It's about time. About damn time.
Brittany Griner's booming on it too. She's in there drop stepping everything.
Are you talking about live?
Lena Deladon probably got a 95.
Live. 2K might get you.
Live.
Live got to try something.
Yeah, live's got to try something.
That was my back in the day.
Everybody had no
back in the day was great.
And then all of a sudden here comes 2K.
I played Westbrook's live a couple years ago. It was horrible.
Remember Live 95 way back in 95 when Jordan wasn't on there?
96. Yep.
Latrell Sprewell was the best player on Live 95. He had every dunk. He had every.
You couldn't even find Jordan. They didn't put him on the game.
Player 23.
Player 23.
Yeah. When did 2K just
take over?
It was right when Dreamcast came out.
Dreamcast. That was short lived.
Because they had the 2K football game was awesome too at the time. With T.O. All right. Any more?
Yeah, I have one.
All right, go ahead.
Austin Jackson from the Cleveland Indians, that catch he had the other night.
Yes, the one I mentioned.
Did you mention? Oh, never mind. All right. I ain't got
you have any more?
Nope.
All right. No, it was a great catch.
That was.
We were talking about greatest catches all the time. That's one of the best, I think.
Did y'all talk about the Bo Jackson? Was that up there?
No, we didn't talk about the best of all time. I was just mentioning.
Oh, okay.
That Jackson catch was one of the best.
That Bo Jackson, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude,
one of the greatest catches. This evangelist getting 110 mil.
Stephen Furtick, man. Damn, can I be your agent?
Does he get it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Does he have an agent? Or this
you
is like
somebody signing those deals for you.
Or like this is finagled. Like, does Nike come with this?
Get the Furtick collection now.
What? Damn. Here's your sneakers to preach in.
Got his own choir robe accessories and whatnot.
It is about time.
Have the church symbol enlightened on the logo.
It is about time somebody gets something from the church.
They've been getting from the church forever.
They, you preaching God's gospel. You should get paid.
$110 million?
He got more. Yo, I never saw in the Bible where Jesus got paid money. And this is the man that died on the cross. This dude is getting $110 million.
That's better than Cam's contract.
Right. Damn.
Right.
Hey, I bet you. Hey, I bet you he can throw a better pass than Cam.
Yeah, more accurate. A little bit more accurate.
My passes are guided by faith.
That's right.
Only in America.
That is great. Man. Yeah. All right. That's great. One more Sunshine Player of the Week, David Fizdale.
Fizdale.
Shout out, Fiz.
He's always winning as long as he's married to her.
He's married in life.
Because no telling behind closed doors, he's doing a lot of winning.
Yeah.
A lot of winning.
Let's move on to some other. And this is BSS Carolinas. Thank y'all for tuning in. Check us out every week. Don't forget Monday at 6:30. We'll have Rule of Three Breakdown Edition with Too Legit. And from California, Kobe, much love.
Side piece.
Catch us everywhere.